All right, yo, we want to chat real quick about Samsung's newest earbuds, the Galaxy Buds Pro.
Yes, Galaxy Buds Pro, they combine, as we all know, it's crystal clear sound and super ease of use. Everybody I know during all of this working from home has cycled through every different kind of headphone bud type thing looking for the perfect one. Mm-hmm. Anybody I know who has tried the Samsung Galaxy Buds Pro put them in and it was the last one they used. It ended there because the thing that everybody loves is the incredible ease of the noise canceling. And the noise canceling on these is incredible.
Yeah. The other good thing is that you control that noise canceling.
That's it.
You can choose whether or not you want to just like be immersed in whatever it is you're watching on your phone or your laptop or your tablet. Or if you're, let's say, I don't know, out for a walk.
Yeah.
And you want to be able to hear your surroundings. Just like you just click of a finger. You just touch the earbuds and bam, it happens just like that. Super easy.
And they look cool. They feel great, and these will be the last buds you own. Check out the lineup of Samsung premium Galaxy earbuds and Galaxy watches at samsung.ca.
From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
It's Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing.
Y'all just made my entire morning.
Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama. So why us?
All right, this is always so much fun. We get a ton of DMs, and here is where we get to go through them.
Deepa, what do we got in the DMs today?
Your favorite.
Oh, no.
First comes from Anonymous. Question.
Great.
Why is Roz such a basic bitch when it comes to burgers?
When it comes to what?
When it comes to burgers and hot dogs.
When it comes to, I thought you said, why is Roz such a basic bitch when it comes to murder?
I don't think we've discussed that yet. So.
When it comes to what? Burgers?
Burgers and hot dogs.
Oh, burgers and hot dogs.
Burgers and hot dogs.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I will say this about burgers. I grew up with my favorite burger. We used to get them at, there was a Chinese food restaurant in the little town that I went to. And this Chinese food restaurant called Royal Cafe, they made the best burgers and fries because they cooked the fries in the same oil they cooked the egg rolls.
Mm.
So these were fries like I had never tasted before in my life. They were my favorite fries. And they cooked their burgers on just a flat top skillet. And it was a regular diner burger. And those are my favorite burgers growing up. And then there was a point in the 90s when everything became excessive and burgers got huge. And you had these places that were like, we sell a $90 burger with foie gras and all this stuff on it. And then burgers went back to being basic again, right? Cooked on a griddle, very basic burgers. And I was happy about that. And yeah, so my burger is, I like two skinny patties.
Yep.
Cheese on both. Homemade mac sauce, little bit of lettuce, stack them up, eat it. I'm good to go. I don't eat anything else on a burger.
And then on hot dogs, it's just mustard, right?
Yeah, just mustard. Yeah. But that to me is my favorite burger. Like I don't order, if I go to a restaurant where I look at the burger and it's like, it looks like an Easter egg, like there's just so much stuff and color and everything else on it, I'll order the chicken fingers. Like
really?
I won't even order the burger.
Oh,
no.
I like burgers with all the fiex.
Yeah, you like burgers. Yeah, you and I like completely different kinds of burgers. Yeah.
But I don't mind a basic bitch burger every now and then.
Yeah.
Is that the new term for it? That's the official term for it?
Mata, you're the one that brought it up, Deepa.
Sorry. No, anonymous person actually brought it up. There's actually a burger that you should try that I had a while back. It's from a place called The Bulgur, and it's massive, literally stacked. You can't even eat it. That's how big it is.
Oh, so why would I enjoy
it? You know, you can take it apart, eat it with a knife and fork if you really want to.
Keep
but
going.
There was like four patties in there. I think there was chicken fingers, onion rings, and also a deep-fried portobello mushroom on the top.
Excuse me.
And you really just have to like squeeze it.
So you have to eat that, like, you have to deconstruct it, obviously.
You have to deconstruct it. Unless you can dislocate your jaw.
Who ruins a burger? by putting a portobello mushroom on
top. What is wrong with mushrooms?
Everything.
No, mushrooms are amazing.
Can I tell you about mushrooms? We had mushrooms in the house, right? Yeah. We ordered one of those orders of good food, right? Uh-huh. And then they sent us something that had mushrooms in it. And
you called the police.
Nobody's going to eat those. We have a family of raccoons in our backyard.
Oh, you do?
Okay. And Catherine, who is like, she takes care of all the mamas. So she makes sure that the raccoons are like fed and there's always water out there and everything else.
Yeah.
And it's always like leftover stuff. She'll hurl hot dogs into the backyard. Raccoons really love marshmallows. Into the backyard.
Oh, yeah.
Raccoons will eat anything. Okay. They will eat anything no matter where it's been, no matter how long it's been there. Raccoons will eat anything. She took this package of mushrooms and just hurled it into the backyard. They were there for 6 days before I went out and swept them up.
Oh, seriously?
Raccoons won't even eat mushrooms.
I'll take them if you have extras.
Okay.
You can always bring
That's
them
how
to the
disgusting
studio.
Mushrooms are.
Oh, wow.
If a raccoon won't eat it, hell no.
Damn.
They oh, know. No.
I like mushrooms.
Okay. Me too. I love mushrooms. All right. Next comment comes from Patrick. Just wanted to say, if no one else has, that Deepa Prasad sounds exactly like Meg from Family Guy.
Oh, my
Makes
God.
Me laugh every time I hear it on the radio. Love it.
Hold on. I have.
Who does the voice of Meg for Family Guy?
That is
Mila Kunis.
I actually haven't watched Family Guy.
No, I'm with you. I haven't watched Family Guy. I haven't watched Family Guy either.
The only person I know is Peter Griffin, but Meg is the daughter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't know what Meg Griffin sounds like?
I do not know.
So,
dear Meg, for the first 4 years of your life, I thought you were a house cat. Mom, you know I go to the mall on Saturdays. I mean, I do have a life. It's my poop bucket. I'm used to going to the bathroom in my room. I like to fill it up. I'm not making a million trips. Get out now or stay and get weird. Your call, Warden. I'm going upstairs right now and eat a whole bowl of peanuts. I'm allergic to peanuts. You don't know anything about me.
You don't not sound like her. Yeah. I can see that.
I can kind of hear it. Just
so in other words, you kind of sound like Mila Kunis.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will live with that. At first I was like, is this an insult? But I can hear it and be like, my intonation's kind of the same. Sometimes I'm a little bit complaining sometimes too. Yeah. So that is a fair judgment by Patrick.
Also bucket in the bathroom, in the bedroom. Right? Bucket in the bedroom.
Thank you, Patrick, for that observation.
More.
This comment comes from Andy. Oh my God, for the past few years, I've always thought that the picture on Roz's desk was a picture of Chris Evans.
Oh, yes?
That is so beyond random. Why would Roz have a picture of Chris Evans on
I don't know.
His
I think
desk?
The other question is, why does Roz have a picture of himself on the desk right behind
every
him?
Every week. I'm not even going to lie to you. Every week. I know we talked about this before. I get DMs about that. It's like, why does Roz have a picture of himself? Is he so in love with himself that he needs to see himself at his desk?
The answer is, look at me.
Find us in the DMs. Hit us up. Deepa gets them, and she reads them on the radio to you.
Looks so happy.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Podcast.
Love the thrill of a real mystery? Then you'll love the podcasts available from CBC, like Brainwashed.
Their objective was to wipe my memory.
Evil by Design.
Peter Nygaard is the most prolific sexual offender to date.
Uncover Escaping Nexium.
What is mind control? Was it possible that someone could control someone else's mind?
And someone knows something.
There was a scream in the phone with that.
Listen to critically acclaimed true crime podcast from CBC. Available now on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, this first comment comes from Aisha. Oh my God, hey Deepa, I know Roz is gonna hate me for asking this, but what happened to his, quote, son? Has he checked up on him since the pandemic started? You gotta hear the story. Ask Mocha and Roz to tell you.
So she's talking about Caillou.
Okay.
Okay. And very early on, before it was cool to hate Caillou, I have always hated Caillou. What? And then somebody started a Twitter account under the name Real Caillou, and they started just trolling me where they were saying that I was their dad and I was a neglectful father, and then it became like very popular. But when I say like a long game troll job, this has been going on now for like 10 years.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like it has been going on for 10
songs
years.
Songs on songs on songs.
And they write songs.
Oh my gosh.
They'll write and record like original songs that they'll post, and then Mocha trolls me and plays them on the show. Like, this has been going on for a decade.
So Deepa, you never heard these songs before, huh?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay.
Roz is a man who's old. He keeps breaking his toe. He's not very smart, though he's my father.
So there's that. And then there's this.
Baby, I don't need my father's
clothes. Oh, this is going over 10 years.
No, I don't.
10 years this has been going on.
I'm Roz's son.
Yeah, Mocha's got them memorized.
I mean, how have I not known this about you? Yeah, this is a huge part of your life.
10 years. 10 years deep.
So I guess the question is, have you checked up on him?
No, I every now and then. No, I haven't. But every now and then, one of the Real Caillou tweets floats to the top, and then it always gets a lot of action. And then I just wind up getting trolled for a couple of days, so I just stay out of it, right? Like, it's just not... it's too hard.
Yeah.
It's too hard to deal with.
Is it a public account?
That.
Like, can
yes,
I go...
Yes, yes. If you go to this...
on Twitter?
If you go to this person's account, I think it's real_. I think that's what it is. Caillou.
Oh, my God.
Well, you have it there, Shem? What is it?
Real, yeah, it's real_Caillou.
And how do you spell Caillou?
CAILLOU.
Yeah. So look.
The bio is amazing.
What's the bio? Read it.
I'm just a kid who's 4. Each day I grow some more. I love exploring. I'm Caillou. @RozWeston is my father.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, you gotta go to the SoundCloud page. It's got all the songs there, by the way. Yeah. He was the original SoundCloud rapper before SoundCloud rappers became SoundCloud rappers.
Oh, that's
my
true.
Gosh, this is amazing. I love this. They're gonna follow me. Would it offend you if I follow this account?
Yes, it would, actually.
Well, anyways, followed.
All right, Deepa, what else?
Okay. This comment comes from Lizzie. Hi, Deepa. I have a joke for Roz. Question. If Roz were a pigeon, what would people call him? Do you want to guess?
If I were a pigeon. Oh, do they have an answer?
Yes, they do have an answer.
If Roz was a pigeon, what would they call him?
Hold on. Does that have to do with the word pigeon? Is it something stupid like pigeon, Roz?
No.
Okay. What is it?
Wait, do you want to take any guesses?
No.
Okay.
A bird brain.
I don't want to play along.
I don't want to play along.
Okay.
Okay. What is it?
It is a smooth, cool dude.
A smooth what?
Because birds coo.
Oh,
yeah. I get it.
Just drop the L.
It's not funny.
I know. It's pretty hilarious.
No, it's not.
I thought it was funny when I read it. I giggled.
No,
so.
It's not. It's not
a
funny.
Smooth coo.
Yeah,
no, it's not.
Coo,
don't
dude.
Say it like that either. That's not. Don't make it. Don't try and make it funny. Okay, because it's not. It's not funny.
It's not. You just don't have a good sense of humor, is all.
Oh, here we go.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive.
Okay, so this first question comes from Natalie, and it literally just says Mocha, and she sent a picture of a London sky pool. It's literally in the air between two buildings. And it's see-through, so you swim from one building to the next.
I've seen that. Yeah,
the big glass pool?
Uh-huh.
No, thank you.
I would.
You would do it?
Absolutely, I would.
Really?
Yes, why not?
Are you afraid of heights or anything?
No. How high up in the air?
I think it's like
16 stories or something like that.
16?
Isn't it? Like, yeah, it's really high.
Yeah, it's like, it's this one.
It's very high.
Oh, yeah.
No, there's no way.
Like, how secure is it? Like, I've seen like enough people swimming in there.
Sure.
It's got to be secure.
Yeah.
Plus all that water?
No.
You guys wouldn't do it?
No way. Not even a lap.
The only way that I would do it is if I could swim to the bottom of it, pull the back of my swim trunks down, and press my bare ace up against the bottom of the glass.
You could.
And then have people and have people underneath take my picture.
I bet you could.
Yeah.
You don't ask them. You just do it. Go ahead and do it that way.
I would do that.
No, other than that, no, I have no interest in that.
I'm afraid.
I don't like being afraid. I get nothing out of that. I don't get the adrenaline rush from it. Nothing. I don't like being afraid. Why would you?
I don't know. It seems safe.
Yeah.
I would do it.
It seems safe. Yeah. That's good enough for you. It seems safe.
No.
Well, nothing's happened so far.
Oh my gosh. Seems safe. I'm
AstraZeneca
sorry.
Seems safe.
Oh no. That's not what I was going to say.
I've been sweating for 2 months nonstop.
No. You and I.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I was going to say that I love going on rides, like carnival rides or whatever. I hate heights.
Uh-huh.
Anything with a drop, my stomach just gets really sick and it flips and I can't handle it. So I lost a bet with my fiance. And since I lost, we had to go down the log ride. This one had two levels. So a small drop and then a big one.
Do you get soaked on both drops?
You get soaked, but also, like, it's my stomach. I can't handle that feeling of, like, the drop, right? So it's out in an open space. There's people lining up, watching everybody go down. We went down the first drop, and I start panicking because I hate that feeling, and I'm bawling. And we're going up to the second drop, and I stand up.
No.
In the log ride.
No.
There's nothing to hold you back. I swing a leg over the edge of the log ride. And my fiance's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I can't do it. And he's like, you're going to kill yourself. You're going to fall off the ride. So he grabs me. He like straddles me. And he's like, breathe, breathe. He's like, and I'm sitting there like.
Hold on. So when you had your leg like halfway out of this log ride, yeah, where were you planning on going?
I don't know. I had no rational thinking at that point. I was like, I need to get out. I do not want to do the second drop because I hate the feeling so much. So he just straddled me as I'm crying going down this ride. And we got off and everyone was looking at me like, what is wrong with you? And it was really bad.
So when he's straddling you...
Not in that way, like a protective, keep you safe kind of way.
I know what you mean. Are there any other people in your log?
No, no, no.
Oh, you were alone in the log.
Yeah. Okay. It was just a two-seater.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so romantic.
Yeah. It was great.
And then he proposed and I said yes.
Yeah. How romantic. Yeah.
So they can safety proof that ride a little bit more, yeah. I would say.
I always want to marry a woman who's going to jump out mid-log ride. Right? You know what I mean?
It's some fun.
Yeah, you can be trusted.
Do you have time for another one?
Yeah.
All right. So this comment comes from Lala. I think Roz purposefully sucks at mouth charades to then make an excuse that Mocha and Maury have it in for him to not play the other games, which he would actually probably not be great at. Sometimes facts. Height isn't everything.
There. Who was that person's name? Lala?
Lala.
They're wrong.
Why?
Well, they're just wrong. Like, I don't know. Why do I have to explain why somebody's wrong? They're wrong. There's right and there's wrong. They're wrong.
So you don't throw it. Just to confirm.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
Okay, fair enough.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Natalie. I'm re-listening to the podcast, episode 39. Forgot that Roz doesn't like mango. This hurts me to the core as a Jamaican, but he's still my favorite.
Oh, yeah. No. Aww. Mango's
episode
no go.
Episode 39. That was forever ago.
Yeah, no. Mango's gross.
You don't like it still.
No,
I know.
Like, none
we
at
had
all.
Him. We had him no. try it in here
no.
one day. He
thank you. No,
was not into it whatsoever.
What is it about mangoes that you
don't like the taste? Don't like the way it feels on my tongue.
Really?
Don't like the way it feels when I chew it. It feels like flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just took like a big bite of like something that was alive and then I bit it dead and now I have to finish it off.
What?
Like it's not for me. I don't like that feeling in my mouth. It's too much of a thing. Like it's too much of a something that tastes like it should be wrong to eat.
There's a lot of things that Roz doesn't like in his mouth. That's what I'm learning from.
Oh my God.
All of these. Like, I mean like ketchup and like mushrooms.
You could have said I don't like the taste of. You didn't have to say I don't like things in my mouth.
Same thing. Whatever.
No way, man. Mangoes are delicious.
Yeah, I love yeah. that.
No,
love.
Not for me. Not for me.
Absolutely love.
Not even in a smoothie version, like form. You
oh
can't,
yeah.
Or a mango smoothie.
I've never had a smoothie.
Yeah, you have.
No.
Like you've never had a smoothie in your life?
No, I don't think so. Like a milkshake?
Do you know what a smoothie is?
Yeah. Like a what? Like a you take things and then you put ice in it and then you put fruit in it and then you drink it?
Yes.
Yes, actually.
You had that?
No, I don't think so. Oh, what? I had like I had a sip of a booster juice once. Is that a smoothie?
Well, it depends. Was it a booster juice smoothie?
Oh, I don't know. What's the difference?
Was it just juice?
Oh, I don't know. What's the difference?
Well, they sell juice as well.
Like one feels thick in your mouth and the other one doesn't?
That's what she said, yeah. Yeah.
Essentially, yes.
All right. Hit us up in the DMs. Feel free to just search Roz and Mocha and you'll find all of our DMs wide open for you. Deepa gets them and we'll do this again.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, Deepa. Welcome back. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you guys?
Really good. What's up in the DMs today, Deepa?
Okay. The first question comes from Anonymous or comment. It says, hey, Roz and Mocha. Been listening to the show for a long time. And last year, I was listening to one of your podcasts when Roz was talking about the freedom that is experienced when you get rid of your social media. I've been dealing with a lot of anxiety and depression, especially during the past year, and I've been trying to figure out what can make a big difference in my life. Now I'm 7 months without social media, and I feel so much better without it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
It's freeing, I guess.
It's so crazy. Because what Catherine did, the way that she sort of wound off social media was she started by taking it all off her phone.
Mm-hmm.
And only having it on the desktop. So she would only check things when she was at the actual computer. So she couldn't check it on the couch, couldn't check it in the car if she was at a restaurant or in a meeting or whatever it was. So that's how she sort of freed herself up. And it was life-changing. I cut back my social media use drastically. Just because it was, I wasn't interested in it anymore. I didn't feel like it was affecting my mental health or anything like that. But my two friends that I hang out with the most, neither of them have social media. Well, I've never had a conversation of, oh my God, did you see that tweet? Or, mm-hmm. oh my God, let me show you this thing on TikTok, or let me show you this thing on Instagram. Every mm-hmm. conversation we have has nothing to do with what is quote trending or what somebody saw on social media, or no, we're never out somewhere and somebody wants to grab their phone to capture a moment to post about it. And in those moments, those are some of my favorite moments in life, is when I'm hanging out with people who have no social media.
Yeah, because your life is consumed. You're just surrounded by it all the time, right?
It's incredible. If you can, like, we know what social media does to people, right? Like, it's not good.
Yeah.
You know, the sort of addictive properties behind it and how exactly they're designed and what they're designed to do, they're not good for you, right? And mm-hmm. we all sort of, yeah, whatever, but you still need it. Well, you don't need it. And then when social media started, the problem was that companies now expected you to tweet. Companies now expected you to be present on social media. You can't get a job now unless you have some sort of presence on social media. And if you got 65,000 Instagram followers, that's better than a kick-ass resume.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to companies now, and it's wrong. Like, it's wrong. That shouldn't be a requirement life or work.
What's this person's name?
It's anonymous.
Oh, okay. Well, glad you were able to find some happiness and clarity.
Do you mind if I share some stories about this too? Because I had some really, really bad experiences with social media. Like, before I came here, I was working for another publication called Blog.to, and I used to do a lot of food review videos, go out in the city and eat, and that sort of thing. Yeah, and the amount of hateful things, the messages that I would get, it came to a point where it was so overbearing. Mm-hmm. People petitioning to have me fired from the job.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was really bad.
Is DMs. What people waste their time on?
Yeah, legit. Mm-hmm. Like, people would message the publication, be like, you need to fire this girl. People would send those messages constantly every day, questioning why a brown woman was at the front of this company when we mm-hmm. should be multicultural. I'm like, what do you think? I'm not multicultural. What is this nonsense? Mm-hmm. There was one time that two girls on their IG stories, they did an entire segment of them imitating my hosting.
Oh, no.
And then they were like, F you, Deepa Prashad, at the end of it.
No,
and they tagged
so
me in all of them.
That's so mean.
And then I responded to it. I was like, LOL, what? And they were like, oh, my God, we love you. Your hair is perfect. And I was like, what the hell? Yeah. How do you?
Yeah, because they did that stuff like thinking that you wouldn't even see it or acknowledge.
Yeah, but if you tag me in every single thing, I'm going to see it. Yeah. So it was really, really tough.
It's an unhealthy place. And I find that stuff gets too much play, or there's too much weight put on things. Like, you always hear people say, oh my God, everybody's talking about it, mm-hmm. or what, and no, they're not. Like, you're wrong. Like, a couple hundred people hitting like on something is not everybody's talking mm-hmm. about it. And if somebody said something outside this building, and as they said it, 10 people walked by and high-fived them for saying it, nobody would pay attention to it.
No,
but if you see one tweet where there's 10 likes, that crushes you. But the weight of that is only there because it's so immediate and it's on your phone and you take it so personally.
Yeah. And by comparison, everything else that you see.
Exactly.
Yeah, you wouldn't anywhere else.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, this got real, real fast.
Oh. Oops.
Let's do one more.
Okay. This is a good one. This comment comes from Anchor. It starts to say, you suck, Roz.
Oh.
Okay, damn. There we go.
Yeah. See? What a follow-up.
Talk about being mean.
What a follow-up. There's more. Okay.
Oh, okay.
What a follow-up.
It reads, my little son wanted to go pee-pee really badly, so had him do it in an empty water bottle. His little wee-wee slipped out of the bottle, and it sprayed all over the car. Damage. Since then, his little sister wants to do it, too. My car smells like a public washroom.
Oh, no!
Yeah, no. Listen, you can't use... Because the bottle that I pee in, we call it Daddy's Little Helper, right?
Sure.
Okay, you can't have little kid wiener when you do that. They're just like... There's no controlling them, right? You just have to know what you're doing. Like, I would say before you can get up to, like, peeing in a vehicle, try it at home first a couple of times. Like, actually just go into the bathroom with your bottle. Okay, sit on the floor in a very awkward position. Fill it up one-handed. Okay. Fill it up one-handed and then you can just dump it at that point. But I think that you need to, I think that you should practice, because if you're with somebody who doesn't want to watch you, if you're with a person who's driving and you have to pee and they're cool with it, it's much easier to turn and face the driver from the passenger seat and do it that way than it is to have to turn and face the door where there's no,
there's not a lot of room,
uh-huh. right? Yep. There's not a lot of room. So I would say practice makes perfect.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
You will find your chosen family. You're not alone.
You will not let others define you. You are stronger than you think.
You will be proud to be queer. You are an original.
Friends of Ruby asks, what's your you will you are story? Tell them what you would tell your younger self at youwillyouare.ca. Your own personal advice could help save a life and bring LGBTQI2S at-risk youth to the mental health and housing services organization, Friends of Ruby.
But what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, the first question comes from Gordo. Hello, Deepa, first off.
Gordo?
Gordo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Gordo.
Like, or is it
name.
Gord, you think? And like the nickname is Gordo!
It might be.
Full name is Gordon.
Oh,
nickname.
Okay.
Oh, Gordon?
Yeah, or Gordon. Sorry.
Gordon.
What did I say?
Gordon.
Oh, Gordon.
First name.
Hello, Gordon.
First name Gore, last name Don.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Help me.
Okay, what are we getting from Gordon?
Yes. So, it says, hello, Deepa. First off, I got to say, your laugh is so addicting. You give Mocha a run for his money. I have a DM question for Mocha about The Office. I watch The Office every day, but I've never watched past when Michael Scott leaves. Should I? Huge fan of The Roz and Mocha Show. And it's signed Gordo from Vancouver.
All right, Gordo, much love to Vancouver. Here's
a good
the thing.
Question.
Yeah.
So Office is my absolute favorite show. I have yet to watch the last season of The Office.
What?
And I don't even know how it ends. I've avoided everything that has to do with the way The Office ends, because I watch everything up until when Michael left. I watch a little bit of when Andy then, spoiler alert, became the boss, and then he screwed off for a little while. He went on his little adventure and then he came back, and from that point I stopped watching because I just wasn't, the show wasn't the same for me anymore, and I was missing Michael Scott. So I said to myself, eventually I will get to watch the last season and see how everything wraps up. Didn't get to that.
Because I guess that you and I stopped watching at the same time. We stopped talking about The Office during those last seasons, right?
Yeah,
because I stopped watching too.
At some point, maybe over the summer, I'll get back, because I've started watching the show again.
Were you just disappointed with how it was going after Michael left?
Yeah, I think the storylines were just kind of like falling, and the show was a little bit slower, and it was missing that element of comedy from Michael Scott, the awkwardness.
Yeah.
And, you know, your compassion for the character.
Was
he
the
really
show.
Was a show. Yeah. And once he left, it lost a little bit of the magic. I have avoided all things last season, last episode of The Office, that when I listen to, so there's like two Office podcasts that I listen to.
Yeah.
Whenever they start talking about the last season or the last episode, blast through that stuff, or I'll stop listening to that episode of the podcast.
So, Gordo, so Mocha's going to watch it with you.
Yeah.
So when he gets to it, maybe you'll get to it. Yeah.
Gordo.
Yeah. FaceTime, watch it together.
Gordon.
Gordon.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, what else?
Next question comes from Anonymous. Hey, Roz and Mocha, I hear you guys talking about watching TV shows all the time and was wondering if you have ever tried watching Why Women Kill. It's really good and hands down one of my top three shows of all time.
Women Kill?
You know what's funny? I saw the commercial for that the other night for the very first time. I'd never even heard, I didn't even know that this was an actual show.
Showcase or W Network?
W Network, but not a word of a lie. I watched the trailer for that show, and as soon as it finished, I was like, nope, not for me.
Oh, why was it not for
it
you?
It just looked dumb.
Oh.
I'm not saying that your favorite show is dumb. What I'm saying is that I watched the trailer and the trailer looked dumb. I thought the trailer looked dumb, and I was
I know what
I enjoy, and I will not enjoy that just simply based on the trailer.
Lucy Liu is in this.
Is it? Maybe I'm thinking of a different show.
Yeah, Lucy Liu's in this show.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite, like, if you were to watch TV tonight, go home and watch TV, what will you both be watching?
Rox usually dictates what we watch generally. She is currently plowing through My Name is Earl.
Aww. Oh, really?
She went back and rewatched The Good Place all over again.
Yeah.
She just finished the season finale last night.
Oh, wow.
So this is now twice she's watched The Good she's watched The Good Place.
Damn.
My Name is Earl gets a little too sexy in some parts where Joy starts begging somebody to have sex with her, and then Catherine's always like, "Roxy!" And then Roxy's like, "Yeah, I know." So we'll do that. We started watching that show with the Deer Kids.
Oh, the one on Netflix.
The one on Netflix. Sweet Tooth. We started watching Sweet Tooth, and then that's about it. Really,
you got a
right
wide
now.
Range of shows.
Yeah,
you're busy.
We kind of just watch the only thing that we've been getting into, because we only watch TV on the weekends.
Yeah,
because I go to bed so early.
Right.
Is Superstore. We've been getting into that on Netflix.
Yeah.
And then like. I don't know. Jersey
That's
Shore
America Ferrera, right?
Yeah, Jersey Shore. Yeah.
Wow.
Still in that life,
Wait,
bro.
Wait, Jersey Shore?
Yes. Yes. You watch Jersey Shore?
No.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. I put it on for maximum of like 4 minutes and 20 seconds, and I'm like, oh, 420. LOL. I can't with the show.
That's my show.
Diva comes off so nice. Huh?
I know, right?
Starts throwing around 420 jokes. Yeah. And now everybody's like, oh, yeah, she does sound high as hell.
All right, what else?
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, I love this one. It's a very odd question. Comes from Christy. Hi, Deepa. Not sure if this is TMI, but how often does everyone make love to their spouses? I picture Roz and Catherine twice a week. Mocha and Jenna once a week.
Maury and Matthew
once a month or less.
Once a month. Maury will take once a month. Maury's not coming in here. Maury's not coming in here to dispute that at all. Okay, Deepa, you go first.
I don't have a spouse, so this question doesn't
apply.
Well, I don't have a spouse either.
I'm not. Oh, shoot! Damn it!
All right, last question.
Wait, are you guys answering the question?
Yeah, you go first, though.
No, I decline. It didn't mention me.
Let Deepa get
started. It only mentioned Mocha, it mentioned Roz, and it mentioned Maury, so Shem and I are out of this question.
Deepa's got to get a little more high first.
Yeah. She's giving us a single, like, guys, let's wrap this up. We're going way too long right now. We're talking way too long. Hit us up in the DMs. Find our DMs. They are wide open. Deepa gets up, no matter how awkward or weird the questions are, and we'll do this again.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.
E-commerce is big and getting bigger. It moves fast, and businesses need efficient end-to-end final mile solutions to keep their products flowing. Fleet Optics works with you to do just that, carefully developing solutions specific to your business objectives. Their delivery route optimizing technology ensures timely delivery and exceptional tracking capabilities for your customers. Fleet Optics, innovating final mile delivery. Learn more at fleetopticsinc.com.
I'm Laura Palmer, host of Island Crime. Season 6, Sweethearts, is the story of three teenage girls who were all murdered in Victoria, Canada, within about 12 months.
So she was scared. Something out there scared her.
You've just created the playground where predators can really thrive.
She was a 16-year-old girl. She was a sweetheart.
Listen to Sweethearts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Find your frequency.